Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Farming and ranching have a very proud heritage in Texas, and for some families, that history dates back more than 100 years. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples tells us about it.
The Texas Department of Agriculture recognizes those families through the Family Land Heritage Program. Each year, the FLH program honors families who have owned and operated a continuous agricultural operation, get this, Tony, for 100, 150, or 200 years or more.
Wow, what does the recognition entail?
Well, in addition to being included in the official registry of Texas Farming and Ranching Legacies, we host a ceremony at the Texas State Capitol to celebrate and commemorate the families who have passed down their proud Texas legacy from generation to generation. Last year, we honored 104 farms and ranches at the 37th Annual Family Land Heritage Ceremony. Seven of those properties have been in continuous agricultural production for 150 years or more. To date, TDA has recognized more than 4,700 properties.
So what are the qualifications?
Eligible farms and ranches must still be owned and operated by the descendants of the founder, either through blood, marriage, or adoption. At least 10 acres of the land must be in continuous agricultural production for the past 100 years or more. There's no cost to apply for the recognition.
So how do you apply?
Applications for the 2013 Family Land Heritage Recognition are available to download at texasagriculture.gov.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.